Praise the Lord. You're listening to the New Bethlehem Baptist Church, where Reverend William H. Walker Sr. is pastor. You can receive a copy of this message several ways. Tapes, videos, CDs, and DVDs are available to pick up at the church between the hours of 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Or you may call the church at 205-428-4659. That's 205-428-4659. Our websites are www.nbbcmin.org or www.goodnewsofjesus.org. Our live internet broadcast is aired on Sundays at 11 a.m. We now have an online store where you can set up an account for these messages to be shipped to you. You may send $4 for audio, $5 for CD, $7 for video, and $9 for DVD to 1730 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020. Each item has a $1 shipping and handling charge already attached. And parents, if you want your child from infant 6 weeks of age to second grade to start on a solid learning foundation, now is the time. Jesus Christian Daycare and School, located at 1732 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, directly behind New Bethlehem, is that place. For more information, you may contact the daycare and school at 205-425-5805 or 205-428-4191. And as always, we continue to pray that some lost soul who hears this message will be saved and some backslider will be reclaimed. Jesus is coming back again soon. Are you ready to meet him? Be blessed by the service, and please listen for the catalog number.
This is catalog number 9929, catalog number 9929. You can now download the Good News of Jesus app on iTunes and Play Store.
Psalms 29 and 1 and 2. 29, 1 and 2. Everybody have it now?
Yes.
Okay. The first verse said, Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Dealing with angels. O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Look at 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, and the 1st verse. Second Corinthians, the 7th chapter, and the 1st verse. It said, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. We talked about the promises on last Sunday, and we talked about also God want us clean for a reason. Don't waste your time in worship. Number 16. Don't waste your time in worship. Don't waste your time in worship. Anything that, or any time that we not doing things for the Lord, we wasting our time. If Jesus not in it, you're wasting time. And so many church folks, so many churchgoers waste their time in worship. Jesus told me to tell you, don't do it. Don't do it. It's danger when you putting a lot of time in something and ain't getting credit for it. It's so many times that a lot of pastors or preachers, they really don't care what folks do. They just want a check just to be popular. But it's so much deeper than that. That's the least part of it. I said the least part of it. You got to be concerned for souls. If that preacher, pastor is concerned for souls, God will take care of the rest. So a lot of them don't care. We are to live holy and godly, righteous in this present world. We read that on last week in Titus. Holy and righteous, godly in this present world, not when we get over yonder. Over yonder. But now, folks don't want to live righteous now. Holy and godly. But Jesus told me to tell New Bethlehem. I don't know about the visitors, but I know he told me to tell New Bethlehem. All right. Before we go over in the next building, tell them to clean up. Amen. And I feel good doing what the Lord told me to do. Yes, sir. To clean up. He said, don't take that mess over yonder in the new building. And I told you on last week that many Christians don't know we're going to marry Christ. The church is the bride of Christ. We read in Revelation 19 chapter. The bride have made herself ready. Putting on fine linen. And the fine linen is righteousness. It says that a groom don't want no nasty bride. That's when we got to clean up ourselves. He coming out of church without spot.
Yes, sir.
And rancor. You gonna want to marry a nasty bride.
No, sir.
Haven't took no bath. Hair ain't fixed.
That's right.
No lipstick on. No powder on. Old dress hanging one sided and. Ain't that right? I know it's, Jesus saying the same thing. Go read it. 19th chapter of Revelation. See, we're going to marry Christ. That's been the engagement so long. Trying to get us what? Trying to get us ready. It's going to be a marriage one day. And I told y'all on last Sunday, just reviewing, I told you on last Sunday how to get yourself ready. It's a way of getting yourself ready. And don't you let nobody fool you. It's a daily cleaning for us every day. Don't you get so lifted up and feel like I'm all right. I say it's a daily cleaning for Christians every day. But some of them just a little worse than others. A little worse than others, that's all. But I act for cleaning up every day of my life. Sanctify me, Lord, Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Every day I get up, I'm going to ask God to do that for me. You got to clean yourself up every day. Because you're walking with a holy and a righteous God. The word of God will clean us up. The word of God will clean us up. We are clean through the word of God. It cleans you up. But first of all, you got to have a desire. If you don't have a desire to get clean, God can't clean you. You got to have a desire. If your desire is not to be clean, God can't help us. We tie his hands. You got to have a desire. I'm tired of what I'm doing. And I know it ain't right. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But the invitation is not for everybody. The invitation only for those who tired. If you're not tired of it, he's not talking to you. See, you work in sin. It's labor. And the wages of it is what? Death. See, but if you're not tired, he's not talking to you. He can't help folks, only those who are tired. Who are tired. So you got to have a desire. I told you on last Sunday, if you want to clean yourself up. And next thing, you got to repent. You got to confess your sin. And a lot of Christians don't like to confess their sins. See, they don't like to confess them. They just go through day by day and they pack it up on you. You got to confess them. You got to get rid of them. That's taking a bath. If you didn't bathe this morning, you better watch out. Or last night, so I'm just being honest. You got to bathe. If you're going to stink. It's just that simple. Just that simple. That's what confessing is all about. I confess my sin. I'm taking a bath. I'm taking a bath. See, we may not can smell you, but the Holy Spirit can smell you. Because it's spiritual. Y'all get my point? So you clean up. You got to confess by repenting of your sin. And then the third thing, he said, you got to obey me. You got to obey me. See, when you obey God, you're keeping yourself what? Clean. See, when we obey God, we're keeping ourselves clean. We got a sprinkle of the Holy Spirit spraying out on us all the time. But if you don't confess, and if you don't have a desire, and if you don't repent, and guess what else don't obey, you still smell. That's not dogmatic now. I'm just dealing with my message. You still smell. God can smell sin. So he wants to repent. That's all. Just repent. Because all of us come short of the glory of God. And he told me to tell you, don't take it over yonder. Hallelujah. And this is what this is all about, visitors. You may wonder what this is all about. My members know. See, they put their spiritual trash in there. See, it ought to be full. I don't know what happened. It ought to be full. Everybody ain't put nothing in there yet. I guarantee you got some. 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 But you don't want to put them in there. Somebody's too proud. But you're seeing hanging with you though. And he told me to tell you, those who don't participate in the cleaning campaign, rest assured your sin gonna find you out if you take it over yonder. Hallelujah. In other words, when nobody else don't know much about it, take it over yonder, the cover gonna come off. Everybody gonna see it then. And when you just suffer, just confess it and then ball it up and put it here in the trash. Wonder why they won't do it, y'all. They don't want to do what? Give it up. But he's going to catch up with you. I done told you. I done told you. So that's what they're all about, visitors. You can put your in there if you want to, visitors, if you got any, We're throwing all of it away. The last Sunday we over here, we're going to throw all of it away. We're going to pray and clean ourselves. We're going to go over there clean. And on the first Sunday, I want everybody, a member of the church, if in any way possible, be here. Be here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I know you never heard that before. I ain't either. I'm doing what the law told me to do. I'm doing what the law told me to do. And I got stripped of bagging me up. He gave me the strippers. He said, clean yourself up in the flesh and in what? The spirit. And I told you on a lot of times where folks wasting their time in worship. And I stopped on last Sunday saying what the church needs today, they need to fall in love with Jesus. God knows that's the problem right there. They need to fall in love with Jesus. The average Christian, I said 85% of real Christians, been born again, been washed in the blood of the Lamb, really don't love Jesus. Don't really love Him. Just like Him, but you don't love Him. You got to love Him. Now you wear stripping. He said, now if you put anything before me, even your mother-in-law, even your mother, even your daddy, He said, you're not worthy to be my disciples. If you love your mother than you love me, you're not worthy, He said. It's just an apostle. That's been the first commandment, said, love the Lord with what? All your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And everything else falls in line. You've got to love Him what? First. But 85% of real Christians really don't love Christ. Half of them don't understand.
That's right.
Don't really love Him. You've got to love yourself some. I didn't know one time, but I'm trying to help y'all. That's my job, Sister Nevis. Ain't that right? My job. Got to fall in love with Him. I found out when you fall in love with Jesus, it ain't hard to follow Jesus. God knows it now. You're willing to do all you can for Him, not for you to be seen, because you love Jesus. You don't want no glory. You just follow Jesus. And that's what He want to give you. Can't nobody take it from you. But you got to love Him. You got to love yourself some Jesus. Get your Bibles. Turn to Matthew for me. 10, 37, 38. Let's see what He's saying. 10, 38. 10, 37, and 38. Matthew 10, 37, and 38. Let the Bible speak for itself. When the Bible speaks for itself, the devil had to get in a cone and hide. I mean, he had to get in a cone and be quiet. He can't say nothing when the word speaks for itself. It got power of his own self. Don't need no propping up. Come on, read it now.
He that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me.
God Almighty.
And he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that takes not his cross and follows after me is not worthy of me.
God Almighty. Boy. Y'all hear what it say? Jesus saying this now. Hallelujah. You through? Okay. Now listen to this. If we fall in love with Jesus, then and not until then, we will love our brother and our sister. You've got to love Jesus' words. You've got to love His doctrine. You've got to love Him. And if you love Him, you'll love your brother and your sister. And that's what's wrong. If you don't fall in love with Jesus, that means so much of hate in churches. And a lot of times you think you're worshiping God, but you hate your brother too bad. And you're wasting time. It's too long that we come to church and can't stand one another. Don't say it, amen, amen. Listen, look at me, wake up, look at me. Somebody looking at me right now. Right now. Right at this moment can't stand somebody in here right now. I said can't stand them. I ain't said don't dislike. You just can't stand them. Right now. And gonna leave out the same way. And you think you worshiping God? You wasting what? Time. You got to love your brother. You got to love your sister. I said love them. You got to love them. This thing, what we call Christianity, ain't nothing to play with. But church is playing. Church is not. This thing for real. You know, that's what's wrong with us. We play so much in church.
Yeah.
We think we love one another.
Yeah.
For instance, just like two couples loving one another.
Uh-huh.
In a sense, they say they love, they run together, you know, husband and wife, they husband and wife. And, but yet still, when you love one another, you ain't going to mess with one another wife or husband.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They can be together. Talking about love and going with one another all the time. You might as well say amen. That's no real God love. That's mean when you love Jesus, you will love your brother. And you ain't going to cut your brother's throat behind his back. You got to know what real love is all about. And a lot of times we just playing church. So you got to fall in love with Jesus. And the Bible says, if they don't bring this doctrine of Jesus Christ, he said, don't you even be with them. The doctrine is nothing but the word of God. His doctrine is the word of God. And if they don't bring the word of God, like Jesus said, bring it, then separate yourself from them. And the truth will make you free. Turn to 2 John 1. 2 John, the first chapter. If you don't watch out, you'll run into Revelation with it. Just that close to Revelation. Just got a little Jew between them, but if you don't watch out, you'll fall into Revelation. Those of us who've got to search for it. 2 John 1. And got but one chapter anyway. 9 and 10. Hallelujah. Let me tell y'all why y'all find him. You know, that's my utter desire. If God can take my heart out and let y'all see it. That's my utter desire. Is New Bethlehem live a holy and a righteous and a godly life. Guess who else desire that is? Jesus.
God bless you, Pastor.
Godly life. God Almighty. And my job is to preach it. I ain't going to accept anything and satisfy. God ain't satisfied. Read, brother.
Whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God.
Y'all see that? If you don't what? Abide in the doctrine of Christ, you not of who? God. If you don't abide in it, you not of God. That's what it said there. Read on.
He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ.
Watch this.
He hath both the Father and the Son.
Y'all see that? For him, look at Jehovah's Witness. They call themselves love the Father and recognize Father God, but they don't want to go through Jesus. You can't see Jesus except you see the Father except you see Jesus. So that lets you know that doctrine is already what? False. That's not the doctrine of Christ. When you know the scripture, you don't let nobody turn you away from it. I don't care how many flock behind it, you got to know God well. The devil got a big flock. The devil flock bigger than God's flock on his earth. Tare always grow faster than wheat.
You're right. So true.
God Almighty. Hallelujah. You through? Read on.
If there come any unto you,
listen to this,
and bring not this doctrine,
God Almighty,
receive him not into your house,
God Almighty,
neither bid him Godspeed.
Y'all see that? If they don't bring this doctrine of Jesus Christ in your house, don't you even let them in your house and don't even give them a dime. If you're giving the money, you have helped spread false doctrines. You're partakers of it. That's just like that. I'm tired of smoking. Lord, deliver me from all these cigarettes. And now you got a carton in your chest drawer. If you're tired of it, do away with them and don't give them to nobody else. It's still killing them. So you don't do nothing to give them nothing to spread a false doctrine. If they don't bring the doctrine of Jesus Christ, now just like Elijah Muhammad, they teach hate. That's not the doctrine of Christ. That lets you know the false doctrine. How can you understand? We said we know the word of God. You don't know the word of God if you follow that mess. You got to know the word of God. Jesus taught nothing but love because he is love.
Amen.
If they don't bring the doctrine of Christ, don't you even be a part of it. Let's see what real love is all about. God Almighty. Real love. Let's see what love really is. Get your Bibles. Stay where you are. 1 John, right there, 5 and 6. See what it says. Right there, you ain't turn nowhere now, but. Second John. Yeah, 5 and 6. 1 John, no, got one chapter, 5 and 6. Now watch this. Let's see what real love is. Come on. Y'all got it? Come on, read.
And now, I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee.
Okay.
But that which we had from the beginning.
All right.
That we love one another.
All right.
And this is love.
Well, wait a minute. He can tell you what love is now. No one says what? This is what? Love. Let's see what it is.
That we walk after his commandment.
Yeah. Now y'all see what I'm talking about? When you love Jesus, you're going to do what he what?
That's right.
You're going to walk after his what? Commandment. I'm walking after his word. After his, that's real love. That's what you call loving Jesus. You've got to obey Jesus. Do what he said. When you find folks not doing what he said, they evidently know what? Love Jesus. As plain as your nose on your face. The Bible for real.
Amen.
And the Bible does not lie.
Amen.
Folks got to fall in love with Jesus.
Amen.
We got to love Christ. read on, brother. That's it? Oh, that's it. Oh, okay. And he said, I'm glad. Listen at this. Listen. Jesus told us to love one another. And he does not want us to carry hate in the other building. In other words, get straight with Sally before you go over there. Get straight with Bob before you go over there. Get straightened out with it now. What's wrong with it? Get straight before you go over there. He told us to love one another. I don't find out my sister and brother Vineyard belongs to the Lord. Stop trying to pay back folks that done something to you 30 years ago. Let God have them. He knows what to do with them. Boy, I'm so glad I can give it to Jesus. Go to Romans. I like for the Bible talk, boy. Romans 12, 17 through 21. When the Bible talks for itself, the devil, I said, gets in a corner. He can't do nothing with it. He can't argue. He can't say nothing but sit in a corner. The devil got that much to say. But he used his little followers, you know, argue around with it. But he sits in the corner. That word, tack him up in the corner. He can't touch it. It speaks for itself. Romans 12, 17 through 21. Watch this. Read now.
Recompense to no man evil for evil.
Recompense means pay back. Don't pay back nobody evil for evil. Y'all got that now? Look at it. Y'all got that?
Amen.
Pay back nobody evil for what?
Evil.
Pay back nobody what?
Evil.
Say it again. Pay back nobody evil for evil. Say it again. Pay back nobody evil for evil. Who said that? The Bible.
Right,
I'm going to pay him back. I get it. He don't know who he messing with. Christian talk like this.
That's right. That's right,
because I told y'all, I heard some tape on some of my members. I'll be surprised. I don't want to believe it.
Amen.
You know when they have a little dispatch, you know, both members at the same time.
Uh-huh.
You know, Reverend, you all just hear how she cussed me out. And boy, I listened to that. I said, that's show her. I mean, saying some words I wouldn't dare say. I mean, them hard, strong words. I can call his name right now. I know two I can call his name right now. Right now. Don't get scared. I ain't going to call your name. But... we're supposed to be Christian. I mean, can cuss. Get hard cussing. Vineyard belongs to the Lord. I shall repay, said the Lord. Read on, brother.
Provide things honest in the sight of all men.
Yeah.
If it be possible, as much as lieth in you,
yeah.
Live peaceably with all men.
Do all you can. Do all you can. Go out your way to live with it. You got to go out your way sometimes. You don't want to give in. Don't give in. And let God fight your battle. God know how to get even with it. You think you know, but God knows how to get evil with it.
Walk in this house, right? Yes, sir.
Watch this. See, God knows who to pay, how much to pay, and when to pay. See, you don't know who to pay. You think it's Foster. It's not really Foster. He just was the one that brought it up. But Paul is the source of it. Oh, Foster was just crazy enough to get up. See, the devil got some ignorant devils and intelligent devils. The ignorant devil jumps up. But the intelligent devil just sit quiet. Because he don't know no better, God don't miss him and go get Paul. Because he knew better. Let God fight your battles. You'll be surprised if so many folks start junk. You think it's Sally, but it's Mary. You think it's Bill, but it's John. I shall repay, said the Lord. I know who to pay. You don't know who to pay. You've got to try to win folks to Christ. We don't act like the devil. He wanted to act like him. Let God fight your battle. You ain't got to get even with nobody. Too long, Christian, trying to get even with folks. And God told you, just tell me. I'm not crazy. I know what's going on. But don't come and tell me. And stay out of it. And when you come to church, you won't waste your time in worship. See, when you got that message, you don't care how loud you can sing. God got cotton in his ear. I'll be glad when he shed his mouth. I don't care how long you can pray, but you got hate in your heart. I don't care how long you can hoon up here. You've got hate in your heart. And God ain't going to hear you. It's too long in church that we can break folk from or we love them and kiss them and know we hate them to the gut. God knows your heart. So when you know about it, don't you never pay back. Stop ducking folk who you know you hate. Stop ducking them so much. Let them duck you.
Amen.
God told a Christian, he didn't tell nobody in the world to love the Christian. But he told a Christian to love the world in a sense that love the sinner man out there. God didn't tell nobody to love me in a sense, but he told me to love them. And we had this stuff in the church and thank God ain't paying us no attention. When you love Christ, y'all see our problem, don't you? You got to love who? Christ. You ain't never got to love me. Because you ain't going to do it until you start loving who?
Amen.
See, when you know better, you'll know the folks' problem. I know you got a problem. What that folks do not real walk, get on your knees.
That's right.
And lift them up before the throne of God. And just tell them, say, Lord, thank you for being who you are. You're a good God. You're so merciful. Thank you. Forgive me for my sin. And cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I'm after you right now to bless Sally. I know she lied on me. But Heavenly Father, I haven't been all I used to be myself. But I'm after you just to bless her. God Almighty, he just listened at you. He loved that kind of talk. So you don't get on your knees. Lord, you know I don't bother nobody. Because you don't bother. You bother somebody yourself. Don't open yourself up. Get your sins straightened out for you. In other words, now you may have done nothing lately, but you've done something. But when you're going to put somebody in the hands of the Lord, you've got to put them there with love and gentleness. And tell God to bless them now. And stop ducking them on Sunday morning. She sit on this corner. I'm going well on this. And y'all be sitting next to
us. That's
right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
after the first Sunday, I want you to go to him.
Yes,
and sit next to him.
Right
I ain't joking with you.
Uh-huh.
And look at him and pray, say, I love you, baby.
Yes,
I dare you to do it. Shake that brother hand. I don't care how hateful he is. God will cool it down for you. With his mouth poked out, let it be poked out. Got his mouth jaw all poked out. You go there. How you doing, brother? Bless your heart. May God bless you. Bless your heart. He may fall dead, but you just shake his hand. My sisters and my brothers, from the depths of my heart, I'm just doing what Jesus told me to do. It's too much of hate in God's house. He said you're wasting your time in worship. Can't worship God. Who you think you holding your hands up to? It's a holy God. And sin separated from God. You've got to love him. I don't find it worked too, boy. I dare you to try. I dare you. I said, I'll dare you. I dare you to try. I dare you to get on your knees. And you know somebody hates you. Don't lie on you. I dare you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I dare you. But you can't be playing with him now. Now, you can't pray to God just because I said this. You got to mean it from your heart. And tell God, say, Lord, have mercy on them. Bless them. Bless them, Lord. He said pray for them, didn't he? Bless those who hate you, who despise you. He said bless them. I'm talking about your enemy. Somebody dig and ditch it for you. Somebody lied on you. Somebody got you fired.
Amen. Lord have mercy.
It works. I think about my little niece, bless her heart. She had a job and she said, I know y'all told y'all, but I'm going to tell you again. Miss Woods. She said, Uncle, my supervisor, she's so nasty, got a nasty attitude. She said, I said, baby, hallelujah, I get a happy thing about it. I said, put her in the hands of the Lord. Boy, you in some hands. Okay, I bet you in some hands. I said, God knows I told her. I said, just put her in the hands of the Lord. Pray for her. But do your what? See, you can't put your supervisor in the hands of the Lord and everything she tell you to do, I ain't going to do nothing. You don't talk out right then. You're supposed to go do your job. God working on her. I guarantee you he working on her. You may got to do something you don't supposed to do. Go on. She in the hands or he in the hands of the Lord. Few months she called me, she said, Aunt, guess what? I said, what? They don't send her somewhere else and I got her job. You got to do it God's way and not your way. You don't pay nobody back evil for evil. God don't want us to do like that.
Amen.
He'll fight your back.
Amen.
I don't care how mean they think they are. I don't care how bad they think of. I dare you to lay them in the hands of the Lord.
Amen.
And mean it. You'll do it every time. I know from experience I don't try it. Get yourself sick around here. Hating. Can't enjoy your life with hate. He told us to love one another. And love our enemies. You through? Read on.
Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves.
Y'all see that? What avenge not yourselves? That means pay back nobody. Don't have that attitude paying folk back. Evil. They dig a ditch for you. I'm gonna dig one back for them. Notice when somebody dig a ditch, dig in there first.
That's right. All right, now. You're right. They gotta get into the dig.
Read on.
But Rather, give place unto wrath.
Y'all see that? Give place unto wrath. Go on, take the evil. That's what it said. Give place to it. Yeah, you're going to treat it wrong. Don't try to pay them back. Read on.
For it is written, vengeance is mine.
God Almighty.
I will repay,
see that?
Saith the Lord.
Vengeance is mine. I know who to pay back. And sometimes God is using you to go through justice. No, you ain't got to bother nobody. You know on some job, watch this. You know on some job, the most meaning somebody in there, they make them supervisor. You can be just an honest, a Christian. See, the one that's doing the promoting is a devil himself.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
When he see you, he gets sick. Because you're a Christian, he's a sinner. And he hates for you to act like a Christian. And you're bothering him. So what they do, they get when the worst devil's in there. They be over you. Look all over you, faithful. But no, he hates you. Yeah. When all of them jump on you, God can take care of all of them at the same time.
Yeah.
When you got Jesus, you got the majority.
Amen.
While you sleep at night, he's working on them.
Yeah.
That means that fret not yourself because of evildoers. And that got fret three times. Fret means eat yourself away. You eat your own stuff away. Now, if you let Jesus have it, you go on to sleep. Don't need both of y'all to wake up yet. They're going to sleep. God going to fight your battles for you.
Amen.
You've got to love people.
You're right,
yeah, they get on your nerves. But you still got to love.
Amen.
What is Jesus we follow? Something else, ain't it?
Amen.
That's something to think about. I'm going to love a devil that hate me.
Yeah.
Can't stand me.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get on my knees and say, Lord, bless that sound. Ain't that something? What a Jesus we got here. That's the kind of love Jesus got for folks. And if you just trust what he said, love never what? Love what? Love what? Love what? Love what? Well, why don't you trust it? If it's never fair, trust it.
Yeah.
We feel just a big note. We get cars, said nothing can happen to it. Here, come have it all cars.
Right.
Man made it, didn't it? Cadillac stopped, Mercedes Benz stopped, or Jaguar stopped, and all the rest of them stopped. But here, now you go on the road just to have it. You know, I just got, and just have this comfort in it. Ain't nothing, I'm all right. I heard don't nothing ever happen to this one. And get down there and stop and won't even crank up. All that comfort then paid all that money. But here, something you ain't got to pay for. Love never. And you're scared. Let me tell y'all what's going on. Let me read no more. The only reason we don't want to pray for our enemies, let me tell you why. We scared God going to bless them. That's it. I guarantee that's it. I guarantee you that's it. You want God to kick him. You want God to punish him. That's what you're scared of. God may not do it. But you're scared he just may do it anyway. That's the problem. God may get him converted. That's God's intention for all of us. And then he'll be on your side then. You ain't going to never win it when you keep on trying to throw evil for evil. Read on.
Therefore.
Watch this.
If thy enemy hunger.
Oh, Lord.
Feed him.
Go over again, man. Hit that again. Watch this now. Hit the Bible. Hit the Bible, okay? Hit it again. Say it again. Well, make sure to get it.
Therefore, if thine enemy hunger,
God Almighty,
feed him.
Feed him? They laid a lot on me. They laid on broke me and my home up. I'm got to feed him. What it said? Feed him. You don't know what this man done to me. But he said, what? Feed him.
All right, man.
Read on.
If he thirst, give him drink.
So give him a glass of water. He's finna die. He needs some water. I say he's finna die. Ain't nothing gonna save him but water. He give you something where nothing. Anybody can force a glass of what? Water. Don't go and stumble. Oh, I fail with it. Oh, go get that boy that water. Go get a man the water. Get a woman the water. He's finna die.
And you want to fall. And tell her, Lord, I tried. You ain't tried nothing.
Get that lady some water.
That's what God wants to do. New Bethlehem, he's looking for it out of us. I care for all folks. But he put me here.
That's right.
I don't want no hating church.
Amen.
I don't want a pastor no hating church.
Amen.
I say I don't want a pastor now. I want to love one another.
Yeah.
I want a church God can bless abundantly.
Yeah.
And he is blessing us abundantly.
Amen.
But there's still some cleaning out to do.
Yeah.
That's all I'm doing. I know everybody here, there, but those that are, know you ain't hitting on nothing.
Yeah.
Know you're phony. Get right.
Yeah.
Let me tell y'all what I'm praying. Let me tell y'all what I'm praying right now. This is what I'm praying right now. I said, Lord, you put me at New Bethlehem. You know everybody in there saved and who lost. Everybody in there lost saved from the depths of my heart. That's what I'm praying. Not the man you raising no hell, but I want everybody what? Saved.
Amen. Glory to God.
I want to see to everybody getting over yonder. That's my job as a pastor. To make sure everybody meet Jesus.
Amen.
On the other side together.
That's right.
That's my job as a pastor. Sometimes you have to get the little sheep and put him in your arm.
That's right.
Don't get jealous. I got to hold him.
That's right.
Need my nesting.
That's right.
You've been a Christian 30 years. You ought to stand me to hold him anymore. He needs a little pat more than you.
You're right, Reverend.
You know your children, don't you?
Yeah. All right.
That's right. I wonder why my mom always, I ain't know about when I was born, but they told me when I was. That's all I told y'all one. That's all my mama said. Leave William Henry alone. You know he ain't no count. Talking about me.
Yeah.
I don't know why she ever said that from the depth of my heart. And ain't have sense enough to ask. But somebody get a message with me. Leave William Henry alone. My name William Henry, H-E. Leave William, you know he ain't no count. I've done everything else I've done. I played ball, but I was a star in basketball and played ranked football. I've done everything. But she never told me what was wrong. Still don't know. In a sense. Listen. From the depths of my heart, when God called me to preach, I started examining it. I went to every, my mama been gone. My mama died when I was 14. I went everywhere trying to find. Why mama said that? Went to my older sister. I don't know. I went to one of her best friends. I don't know. I don't know why. I was 2 weeks later out there cutting my grass from the depths of my heart. Here come a man walk up the road. He stopped me. He said, hey, I know you. You weren't a walker boy. You the one said it wasn't going to live. He had pneumonia so long he said going to die. But he still saw me there. He thought you were going to die when you was a baby. I'm still here.
Amen.
By his grace. I was sick when I was a baby. He walked up the road, I ain't see him no more. If he come right in that mouth, I won't know him right now. If he walk in that door. And just walked, he had said them words, God, no, and just walked up the road. Ain't said nothing else. See, mama knew me.
Yeah.
Just like mama, and you know your children.
That's right.
I've been here 21 years.
That's right.
I know the biggest y'all.
That's right, man.
I know who needs some straightening out. I'm not crazy now. I'm trying to give you hits. Shake your hand and hug you, but I'm praying for you. That you stop your mess. I ain't crazy. I'm just laying you before the hands of God. Been here 21 years and don't know you.
Uh-huh.
I may not know some of the new members, but if you stay here long enough and I stay, I'm going to know you.
Uh-huh.
And they ain't going one step to follow you.
That's right.
I ain't no, you ain't got never real well walk to follow you nowhere. They find nothing on you.
God bless you. Amen.
I know one of my members, he ain't here now. He used to be a member. God showed him just the plainest day to me. He was lost as a turkey.
Right.
I ain't joking. I mean it. He had something between him and God.
Yeah.
Lost as a turkey. I know what's going on.
Amen.
I just keep you before God. My job as a pastor to see to y'all getting over. To get you over yonder. That's my job as a pastor. I'm called to pastor you. A pastor watch over the sheep.
That's right. That's right.
A pastor got to love the sheep.
That's right. Amen.
If I didn't care nothing about you, I wouldn't preach like I preach.
Glory.
Don't stop. I ain't crazy. I know it ain't everybody in the house. I know just about who are they. So I may get the weakest one sometimes. You got to carry him along.
Amen.
You've been here a long time. You've been a Christian long time. Don't get jealous.
That's right. Amen, Pastor. Right.
You ain't come visiting me. Don't worry about me visiting you. I can't, all these members, all of them, what y'all think? If you in the hospital, can't nobody deny it. If I know it, I'm going to see you. But I can't be in every house tell you get a headache. I can't come to your house.
That's right,
but if you in the hospital, if I know it, walk, I'm coming.
Amen.
If God give me spirit, I'm coming. Can't nobody in here tonight.
You're right, brother. Amen. Amen.
But I can't get to your house all the time. You got a little, got a cold. A lot of folks had flu. Well, man, come see me. Everybody got flu. I'm serious. When you going to grow up?
Preach, Reverend. Preach, Reverend. Time.
I was talking to one of my members not long in last week. Talked to somebody. I'll take that back. Lord, forgive me. Somebody called me and told me one of my members in the hospital. Said, Reverend, she compromised and apologized. She said, Reverend, it's one of your members in the hospital. She ain't been in church in a long time. She don't come or for nothing, but she's still a member. She is talking to her, but you ain't got to come. She want me to say something. You ain't got to come, Reverend. I'm just letting you know. I said, what room she in? What hospital? She told me. I said, okay. Thank you, ma'am. I left that moment. I'm got to win there, folks. I'm got to try to help them.
That's right.
Let her know I'm consumed.
That's right. Amen, Pastor.
Cause she ain't been. I go see a lot of folks don't, not even remember him. So I just about know the bad ones and good ones around here. I ain't crazy. I may act like it, but I'm not crazy. I mean, I'm not lying. I could punch some of y'all who need some brushing off right now.
That's right.
Right now. Right now. But I wasn't there. I want to help you. If you don't hear the word of God, it gets so bad, I have to say so. Read on, brother. I don't know how I got on that, but it's just, come on. My time about out anyway. Read.
For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head.
See, you're making feel so bad.
Yeah.
See, soft words turn away wrath.
Amen.
I said soft words turn away wrath. Somebody come to you, cuss me out, you look at me and smile. See, that's why the devil come attack us sometimes. Come and cuss you out or say something. Just look at him. And just say, you know, well, may God bless you. They can't touch it. When you get humble, can't nobody handle it. The devil get lit. Can't do nothing with that. Can't do nothing with it. All around there fussing. Cussing you out. Just look at him and smile. No, but the devil says, don't let him do you like that. That's the devil. That way the devil come to you. Come to us, same way. Tell, don't take that girl. You ain't got to take that.
That's right.
Then you act crazy just like she act crazy. Or he act crazy.
Amen.
And when you go on, tell them. May God bless you.
That's right.
They can't touch you.
Right.
Can't do nothing with it. And if you can't, sometimes the devil got some strong devils out there. You don't want to stop, just smile and walk off.
That's right.
The devil wants you to argue with him like you crazy like him.
That's right.
And I told y'all God had prepared a table for you, didn't he? Didn't I told you that?
Right.
Well, if he don't prepare a table for you, you got enemies, because the enemy is on the other side.
Yeah.
I prepare a table before you in who?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah.
They're not in New York, they're on the other side of the table. See, when God fixed that food for you, what are you saying here? Now, God prepared to tell you the enemy on the other side of that.
Yeah.
The enemy on the other side. See, the enemy on the other side. See, now God, he nagging at me. He want me to act just like he act. But God told me keep on eating. My job, he don't prepare a table for me, read his prayer. God get joy out of me eating when he said I wasn't going to eat. When he trying to keep me down. But God, my job is to eat what God put there. He just tell you to run off his mouth. Ha, ya, 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 ya. Bless you, brother. Just keep on eating the Lord's food. Keep on eating the word of God. He want me to act a fool like he act a fool. And if I act a fool like he act a fool, I don't got off God to it and got on his to it. He'll beat me every time. But if I use what God said to use, he can't do no more talking. He can't do just watch me and be jealous. And talk about me and lie on me. But he can't touch you. But when you stop eating, and started acting like he act, that's where you started losing the battle. Oh, boy. Hey, if God be for you, who can be against you? I see my red light on. I wish I had two more hours. Let us stand. Hallelujah. We're going to start where we stopped off at. We got two more Sundays to talk about this thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I mean it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord is good God, y'all. Listen at me before y'all get to walking out. Listen at me good. It's bad. That's right, baby. Throw it in the garbage. I'll be throwing it in the garbage. When it comes to me, I'll throw it right there. Hallelujah. Tell God to forgive me. Help me to overcome. It's bad to walk out a sinner. I mean, it's too many times that folk come to church. Never been saved. No, you've never been saved, but you walk out. Don't do it. Don't do it today. If any sinner in here, if anybody never gave your life to Christ, I don't want you to walk out here lost. I want you to walk down that aisle and give your life to Christ. Right now. The doors of the church is open. Whosoever will, let him come. Come on, right now. If anybody won't come by Christian experience, you may come by letter. But if you lost, don't walk out here lost. You need Jesus for your personal safety. Please don't walk out here lost. Give Christ your life. The Bible says if a man believe in his heart, the Lord Jesus, and confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth, he said, thou shalt be saved. You can be saved right now. Don't walk out here lost. Come on right now. Come on now. We're waiting on you. Come on, give your life to Christ. Come on, give your life to Christ. Make sure you're saved. Come on right now. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you right now. If anybody loved you, Jesus loved you. He died for you on the cross. If you're lost, come on. If you're lost, come on. Christian experience, you may come. But if you're lost, don't walk out. Don't walk out lost. We're in the last days now. Folks killing folks everywhere. Maybe your last day you hear the gospel. Don't let it be the last day when you got a chance right now. He told me to tell you, come. Will there be one? Will there be one? You in the overflow room. I know Paul back there telling you to come on also. May God bless you. Hallelujah. Will there be one? Those of us desire prayer, let's come around the altar then. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My job is just to tell the word. It's God's business. Save who you want. Hallelujah. Those of us who come around the altar, just hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Joy. Come on, come on to Jesus, come on, come on to Jesus, yeah, he. After this same soft, let us bow our heads. Gracious Father, our great God, you're the loving God. Thank you, Lord. I know we don't thank you enough. We come short of that. We so ingratitude towards you. And forgive us. Give us a thankful heart. You better to us than we to ourselves. Bless every soul that stand around this altar. You know what each one of us needs. And you promised to supply all our needs according to your riches and your glory. You know each one of us by name.